It's both nice and amazing to welcome some Cub fans. Welcome. You seek the same thing we here seek. And that's security in our identity. And that's a sense of importance in the face of inferiority. I think that's what the parables are about today. And it's trying to find what is the same thing we all seek. The treasure. In Matthew's gospel, it's a great word in Greek, thesaurus. That's the treasure. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasure in heaven. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be. Seems to me that my search for treasure all these many years has been to ward off disappointment. That any treasure I could find is a way of warding off disappointment. Or the sense that I'm not enough. There's not enough. So, what do we seek? Reputation, prestige, yada, 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 stuff like that. The question is that enough? Probably not. The other question is, why keep looking for it? Why keep seeking it? Well, because we're humans. I hope that's not mine. No, not yet. What is hidden, the treasure that is hidden, is about wisdom. It's about wisdom to come to know what to choose next. What's the next right thing to choose? And that's hard fought. I think people are now pointing to Mark Twain, who says, you know, experience is the way to live a good life, living from experience. And he says, well, how do you get experience? No, we learn to make good choices from experience. Well, how do we get the experience? Well, by making bad choices, right? Again, I think this is what the gospel is pointing to. Where do we seek? Because this is about seeking, finding, going, and selling, and discovering what is worth having. And the language that's used in the Greek in this gospel, in this part of the gospel, about the guy finding the treasure in the field, parallels exactly the story of the rich young man who comes up to Jesus and says, what do I have to do to gain eternal life? And he says, well, you know, keep the commandments. Yeah, I've done all that. And he says, okay, go sell what you have, give to the poor, and follow me. For a while, I thought, well, that's a pretty good answer. Maybe that's what I want to do. Until I figured out that I don't really want to do that. I want to have my stuff so that I feel secure in this world. Don't you? It's about having. And that's the practical stuff in life. We have, okay, we'll have to go there. So this afternoon, a guy, I was having like a little picnic this afternoon. This guy says, what are you preaching about? We got talking about it. I want to use this image with you. And you remember from the old Frankenstein movies, they had these big metal poles and the arc of electricity would go between them. Remember that? That's a great image. It's called Jacob's Ladder, which is the vision that Jacob, Israel, had of the connection between heaven and earth. It's what happens in between. And what I want to suggest, that the life into which Emma's going to be baptized is the place in the middle where the electricity happens. Between hearing this stuff and saying, Jesus, you are out of your mind. This is crazy stuff to go and sell everything. This is nuts. You know, nah, 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 nah. I don't want to hear it. That's one half of the pole, but the other half of the pole is simply this. Consider the lilies of the field. They neither sow nor spin. Yet Solomon was not arrayed like them. Consider the ravens of the sky. Or go sell what you have, give to the poor, and come follow me. That in between these poles is where the electricity happens. And it's what can happen for adults, I'm believing more and more, happening for me, that in the in-between space, it's not about being good little boys and good little girls for us adults. And it's not about seeking relief from shame and guilt. And it's not about conforming to stuff, because some of that comes from in here. I'm believing it's sitting between these outlandish things that Jesus tells us and our reactions. And that's Jacob's ladder for us, in which the electricity happens. I think what's in the middle of Jacob's ladder, for me anyway now, is the treasure in the field. So we've got a little singer here, and she'll probably do more of that when we start to baptize her. Right? So let's consider whether this seems to be the faith into which we baptize her. The process, the process of becoming young and older and mature and following the Lord that way. I think that's what happened to St. Ignatius. When his leg was shattered, his future went to you know where, and he had to think, what's my life about? And he discovered it. He discovered it by finding the treasure hidden in the big field.